All this week, we've been hearing the top U.S. general in Iraq argue for more time. One question now is whether the public is persuaded. Another question is what Congress plans to do about it. And we're going to pose that question to Michigan Senator Carl Levin. He's the Democratic chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you be trying again to pass a bill that would force changes in the president's strategy?
We will.
And what sort of changes?
Well, we're going to hopefully continue to fight for two or three things. One is to require that there be reductions in our forces that begin within 120 days or so of the passage of our bill, if we can get it past the filibuster. Secondly, that we require a transition to the missions from a right in the middle of a sectarian conflict mission to a support mission where we would support the Iraqi army with logistics and training, where we would have a targeted counterterrorism effort. There may be some border protection in there, but there'd be much more limited missions, just what the British have done, get out of the middle of a sectarian war. And then we would, at a minimum, set a goal for the completion of the transition to those more limited missions from the current mission, which is to basically keep the parties separate.
Senator, did General Petraeus, in effect, preempt at least the first of your requirements or demands there, because he's already saying he wants to take some troops home within the next few months?
I wouldn't say preempted it. I would say he gave support to it, to that part of the approach, which I expect that we'll be taking again. We can make significant reductions. We can do it soon, and I think he confirmed that. But the second and the third parts are going to be the key, and that is the transition of the mission to more limited missions away from the sectarian conflict. He wants to not adopt that approach at this time, even though that's where the bipartisan Iraq study group of Baker and Hamilton did recommend that we transition the missions.
He is
not willing to support that at this time.
Although you wonder if, just with the statement about troop reductions, if he's given Republicans in the Senate enough ground to stand with him for a little while longer.
Well, except that there's more than just troop reductions at issue here. I think many Republicans believe we've got to also change the missions away from being in the middle of a sectarian conflict to the more limited support missions. In fact, a number of proposals have adopted exactly that approach, and that would be incorporated in a new version of Levin Reed. And also, I think on the third part, it's important as well, and that is that the reductions continue past the end of the surge. In other words, and by the way, Jones was, at the end of his testimony, was very helpful on this. A lot of the media missed it because they left before the end of his testimony.
As a General Jones, the former general.
Excuse me, I said Jones, but I meant Petraeus.
Okay.
Where General Petraeus yesterday was very helpful at the end was that he is not holding off the recommendation of whether to continue past the pre-surge levels, beyond them and below them. He is recommending that we continue to reduce troop levels beyond the pre-surge level. It's a question of the pace, which he wants to withhold judgment on until next spring. It's a very important distinction, and I think that testimony is going to give us some real support for our resolution.
Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
He's the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, one of the committees that has been hearing from General Petraeus and Ryan Crocker, the top two U.S. officials in Iraq.